USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Arab League is now urging Iran to take steps to ease tensions in the Persian Gulf. Two oil tankers were attacked near the strategic Strait of Hormuz this week. The U.S. blames Iran, but they deny that they were involved. A nearby South Korean vessel helped rescue the sailors on one of the oil tankers. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has announced she's suspending a proposed and controversial extradition bill. She spoke through an interpreter.
We do not intend to set any deadline on development work. We promise that after we have collated the views, we'll report to the security panel of the LegCo. We'll consult the views of the lawmakers before we decide on the step forward.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters demonstrated in Hong Kong this week against the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Target stores get pretty busy on Saturdays, and they get even busier right before Father's Day. So, there were a lot of frustrated people when suddenly the cash registers stopped working correctly. Target says there was an internal technical glitch that stopped shoppers cold for about 2 hours across the country. This customer says they knew that it wasn't the cashier's fault.
People on the register were all really nice and supportive. As supportive as you can be, they had no idea what was going on. They were being told to, like, punch in random numbers and random codes. And eventually what ended up happening is that we figured out that you could scan things, but it would just take up to 7 or 8 tries to scan one item in.
Some stores closed down for a short time, and many gave the people waiting in line free water and snacks. Target says it wasn't a hacking or any malware. The retail giant is apologizing and said no customer information was compromised. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A seventh American tourist has died while on vacation in the Dominican Republic. The State Department says this one happened just this week and that the woman died a day after her birthday. WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor.
Layla Cox of Staten Island was on a solo birthday trip to the Dominican Republic when she passed away this past Monday. Layla's only son, 25-year-old Will Cox, got the news when the U.S. Embassy in the DR called him to tell him she died of a heart attack.
I do not believe it was of natural causes. I truly believe if she was anywhere else in the world besides the Dominican Republic, she'd be alive right now.
FBI officials say they're investigating the deaths of seemingly healthy Americans who died suddenly in one of two resorts in the last 12 months. One state is ending religious exemptions from vaccinations. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New York's state legislature voting to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations, a measure that was passed by both the Assembly and Senate and was quickly signed into law by the Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes as New York continues to grapple with, well, one of the biggest measles outbreaks in decades. Most of the confirmed cases have been found in Orthodox Jewish communities in New York's Rockland County and Brooklyn. Opponents of the measure protested in Albany ahead of the vote. They're vowing to challenge the new law in court. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.